This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the March 28, 2014 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading a summary of an article on vascular disorders published today. Surgical Management of Pediatric Brainstem Cavernous Malformations, a clinical article by Da Li and colleagues. This study was performed to evaluate surgical outcomes in pediatric patients with brainstem cavernomas and to identify the risk factors associated with postoperative full recovery and rebleeding. The clinical charts and radiographs from a series of 52 pediatric patients who underwent surgery for brainstem cavernomas between 1996 and 2011 were reviewed. The mean duration of symptoms was 18.5 months, and the preoperative annual hemorrhage and rebleeding rates were 12.3% and 32.5%, respectively. Complete resection without mortality was achieved in 49 patients. Surgery-related morbidities developed in 25 patients and remained in 11 patients after 7.9 years of follow-up. Postoperative rebleeding occurred in 2 patients, and the postoperative annual rebleeding rate was 0.5%. By the most recent evaluation, 10 patients had achieved full recovery, and all patients were either improved or unchanged. The adverse predictors for full recovery included age 12 years or older, 2 or more preoperative hemorrhages, and poor preoperative status. The single risk factor predicting postoperative rebleeding was incomplete resection. In summary, fair outcomes for pediatric brainstem cavernous malformations could be obtained with surgery, but only a few patients achieved full recovery. Complete resection must be attempted to reduce the risk of postoperative rebleeding. The predictors associated with complete postoperative recovery were referential for determining treatment. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.